a guy who has really been the focal point of the rebirth of the New Orleans Saints is their quarterback, Drew Brees, who joins us on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline, and we haven't had a chance to talk to you. So, Drew, congratulations on taking the Saints to the Super Bowl for the first time. How are you feeling?
So good. It's good to be in Miami. This is, you know, where we saw ourselves all season long, and obviously it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy road to get here, but here we are, and we have an opportunity to play for a Super Bowl championship.
You know, obviously it's a great story for, you know, New Orleans, the franchise, New Orleans, the city. But what about you? You've been in the league 9 years, second-round pick. I mean, talk about you right now, forgetting the team affiliation and everything with it, making it to the pinnacle of your sport. And have you had a chance to just kind of step back and you know, grasp that a little bit?
You know, it's hard to believe that I'm in my ninth year. You know, it's gone by so fast. I mean, it seems like just yesterday I was, you know, a rookie in this league, just kind of trying to find my way. And I guess what it makes you realize is that, you know, it goes by fast, and you just don't know how many opportunities you'll have to obviously play in a Super Bowl or have an opportunity to championship. So really just been trying to enjoy the moment while at the same time, you know, making sure that I'm as prepared as I'll ever be for this game.
Who did you seek out for advice on that, on that part of it, on not letting all the external stuff get in the way of preparing to play the biggest football game of your life? Who have you talked to give you some advice?
You know, who's been really helpful is, you know, our head coach, Sean Payton. You know, having been here before as a coordinator with the Giants back in 2000, you know, he was able to really, you know, kind of paint the picture for us as far as, you know, what the week's going to be like. Obviously, you know, the media and the hype and just all the potential distractions that could be there and kind of reel you in if you don't, you know, if you're not prepared for it. So he's been, you know, really been able to give us some words of wisdom. I've also kind of thought out, you know, a few other quarterbacks that I know have played in this game and been a part of this week, and just to try to get some of their advice and direction just in regards to kind of, you know, what to look out for, you know, how best to handle certain things, and, you know, that's been helpful.
How difficult has it been for you or your teammates, because there is that line, you're preparing for the Super Bowl, yet to embrace the Super Bowl experience? I mean, is it a hard line?
You know, yeah, I think it is. And one that, you know, obviously when I look at our team, you know, there's only a handful of guys that have ever been a part of a Super Bowl. So, you know, for a lot of us, this is uncharted territory. And so we're all kind of taking it in stride. And I think while you definitely want to, you know, enjoy the moment and kind of live in the moment, you know, you always have to have your eyes on the prize, you know, and hey, we're here to win a championship, you know, and really for no other reason. We're not here to enjoy the parties or enjoy the festivities. You know, we're here to practice, to prepare, and get ready to win a championship.
Mike, and Mike, Drew Brees is with us, and not only does he get a chance to be a part of the Super Bowl, but he gets a chance to bring a lot of attention to a very worthy cause, and we'll get to that in a moment with Drew. But we all saw you last night on the field at the Pro Bowl, and a good deal was made about that. And the Colts, more than your team, seemed to be very upset at one point with the idea that you guys who were Pro Bowlers had to come down early. Just what effect did that have on you? Could you sort of take us through exactly what that was for you and how it changed things for you that you had to be in Miami last night for the Pro Bowl festivities?
You know, I think being that it was, you know, all of our first times here at the Super Bowl, you know, the fact that we come a day early and then have to, you know, really stay overnight, you know, if we fly back last night to New Orleans, we get in at midnight or 1 o'clock, and then you know, our team plane leaving this morning at 9 a.m. you know, from New Orleans. So we don't get to fly in with our team, you know, today and kind of be a part of that experience. And, you know, from what I've heard from a lot of guys, you know, hey, that's part of the Super Bowl experience, is flying down with the team and getting off the plane and just, you know, everything that's associated with that. Also, you know, we had quite a few guys on our team that was their first Pro Bowl, you know, and obviously it'd be nice if it was in Hawaii after the Super Bowl so that they could have a chance to enjoy that and play in it. So it was, I don't know, just kind of interesting how it all played out. And obviously we just kind of went along with it all. I'd say it was kind of nice to, I guess, be at the stadium and, you know, just knowing that, hey, a week from last night, is when the Super Bowl is going to take place. And so you try to kind of put yourself in the moment there and visualize what it's going to be like.
Well, it's your own fault you were there. You're a great player, so he got voted to the Pro Bowl. We're talking to Drew Brees, quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, as they prepare to take on the Colts in Super Bowl 44. And we got to ask one about the game and facing, talk about facing that Colt defense, normally that Colt defense, and then with the possibility of Dwight Freeney, if he plays, not being 100% because of the ankle.
Well, you know what? Despite speculation about Dwight Freeney, we all know the type of player he is, and I expect them to have all the weapons in their arsenal. I expect them all to play, you know, and that's how we'll prepare. But you know, regardless of what happens there, you know, their defense has played exceptional all year long. They've been able to get after the passer. They've been able to, you know, force turnovers. They've been able to, you know, prevent big plays. I mean, just all those things that obviously good defenses need to do in order to, you know, get themselves to this game. And, you know, they've played like that for a long time.
Mike and Mike, Drew Brees, quarterback, New Orleans Saints. And as I mentioned, taking this opportunity, he's been such a huge part. Anyone who knows the story of Drew Brees in New Orleans knows how integral he has been in the rebuilding of that community. And now helping bring attention to something called Hope Lodge, which is a free temporary housing resource provided by the American Cancer Society. I'm sitting here reading the paperwork, and it's overwhelming. Drew, tell everyone a little bit about it.
Well, sure. It's we've partnered up with Pepsi, and their campaign called the Pepsi Refresh Project. And basically what it is they've chosen three players. So myself, DeMarcus Ware, and Mark Sanchez, and we all have our causes, mine being the Hope Lodge there in New Orleans. And you can actually go online to NFL.com/Pepsi Refresh and vote for my project. I'm hoping everybody will vote for my project, because what will end up happening is when the voting stops on Friday, the 5th of February, the winning idea from all three of us gets $100,000 towards their cause. So obviously that's a big deal and much needed funding for the Hope Lodge in New Orleans. But also, to go beyond that, Pepsi will be giving away more than $20 million in the U.S. to fund ideas that will move communities forward. And so really anybody can go to refresheverything.com and apply for a grant and potentially get part of that $20 million that she will be giving out this year.
It's terrific. And with the time to do that down here, while you're as busy as you are, it's terrific that you're taking the time to do that.
It's fantastic. So you're going to be ready media day and all the wonderful questions coming your way on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, that was part of the, you know, obviously the advice from, you know, everybody that I talked to, just, you know, that being a big part of this week, you know, the media really just about every day and you know, just finding a way to stay in your routine and get ready to go. But, you know, that's the fun part, you know, throw the jersey on, go out there and get all the media talking to you you know, just part of the deal.
And then I think if you were to win the Super Bowl, I think one of the things you'd want to come do is shoot a new SportsCenter commercial, because right now in my mind it's "the gate is narrow" is stuck in my mind right now, and you can shoot another one if you win the Super Bowl.
Hey, that'd be great. In fact, you know, Mardi Gras coming up here in 2 weeks, so, you know, that's fresh in everybody's mind, too.
That'd be fun. Hey, Drew, we know you need to run. Listen, congratulations on getting the Saints to the Super Bowl for the first time. Whatever happens, best of luck on Sunday, and thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thank you.